Headlines, David Tennant's here. Tell us about the Beatles and you, David, briefly.
I've become a Beatles fan very late in life, sort of last year.
Yeah.
I've always liked them. But it was when I was in Albuquerque making this film.
Yeah.
I went to Walmart and looked and thought, I need a CD to play in this apartment they've given me, and picked up Let It Be. And from then became obsessed, and since then have become like a proper full-on flag-waving Beatles fan.
And what about Abbey Road? Have you Abbey Roaded yet?
Of course. What, you mean been to Abbey Road?
No, the whole album. Have you Abbey Roaded?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's the perfect workout album, just so you know. Not that I've worked out for a while, but when I did, I used to do the... Because it takes you through all the ebbs and the flows and this and the that.
Yeah.
You know, and the colour and the you know, all the kind of stuff.
What I've also got into is Beatles Rock Band. Have you played that game?
No.
Where you play the... I mean, you don't play the guitar. You're just pressing buttons on a PlayStation 3. But you feel like you have this guitar and you hang it over your... And you feel like a rock star.
Actually, you look a bit Beatly today.
Thanks very much.
Okay, it's transgressing all the way through your very being. Are you ready to judge Head's headlines?
I can't wait.
All right, here we go. We have Alison versus Moira. It's 1.5 to 2.5. Moira's in the lead. Alison, you need this just to tie today. And your stories are a gator gas, poster boy, egg bod. Moira has fang. Rather appropriately, there's a point there in the bag already.
Yeah.
Picky and green. Alison, go up against Fang with gator gas and good luck.
As petrol prices pinch our pockets, scientists in the United States believe we could soon be powering our cars with alligator fat. Waste from alligator and crocodile farms in the US contain oils which have been found to be similar in quality to soya bean oil, which is the main ingredient in biofuel. Researchers are trying to think up a snappy name for the possible reptilian gas.
All right, Moira, is it a shoo-in with Fang?
I got no chance. A grandmother from Bangor in North Wales received a slithery surprise as she hung out her washing. A live snake fell from the sky and landed amongst her sheets. Jean Owen, age 71, threw a duvet cover over the baird rat snake before running for help. Experts said the talon marks on the rogue reptile indicated it had probably wriggled free after being grabbed by a bird.
David, who gets the point? Is Alison with the gator gas or Moira doing her fang?
I think Moira almost takes it for the way she said slithery surprise, which got me rather excited. But I'm going to go for just because of the green credentials, I'm going to go for the gator guy.
All right, Alison, you're one up.
Yeah.
Vassos did text me yesterday. He said, do whatever it takes to win.
Yeah. All right, well, you are signing.
But you are going to have to up David. Your alliteration, Alison, okay. Because Moira nearly snuck it on
slithering
that.
Slithering snakes was good.
Yeah. Alison, poster boy, does she have any alliteration in the waiting here?
Coronation Street star Simon Gregson had an up-and-down day when he spent over an hour stuck in a lift at ITV headquarters. Gregson, who plays Steve McDonald, may have been forgiven for thinking he was hallucinating while stranded in the confined space when all he could see in front of his eyes were images of himself. The lift was covered in posters of the actor, but while his day may have plummeted to new depths, things could only go up from there.
All right, Maura, picky, please.
I'm going home. A rambler lost in the fog was saved after she texted a picture of her surroundings to rescuers. The wandering woman had set off on a 7.5-mile walk in the Lake District before suddenly becoming shrouded in mist. She contacted the emergency services but had no idea where she was. The photo gave enough information for experts to locate her within 90 minutes.
Please don't go home ever. Please. So Moira's picky against poster boy from Alison, David Tennant.
I'm going to go for Moira shrouded in mist, which I think that's the phrase. I'm sort of it's phrases within the story that I'm finding most appealing.
Yeah, or so, images,
exactly.
Things
exactly.
Flying off the page. It's so, one all.
It's one all.
Alison, for the win. Give us egg bod next, please.
Many people in the UK enjoy an easily cooked egg for breakfast in the morning, but a British couple are consuming up to 100 per week. That's around 14 per day in a bid to win the coveted title of Mr. and Mrs. Universe. Rob Ronaldo and partner Vanda Pessoa are tapping into the well-known but oft little appreciated protein value in eggs in order to bulk up. Opponents have mocked the excessive strategy, but the couple hope, come competition time, the yolk won't be on them.
Maura, you have to take on Mr. and Mrs. Universe, potentially with green.
US scientists are warning us to cut carbon emissions to save humanity from an alien attack. Watching from afar, extraterrestrial beings might view changes in the Earth's atmosphere as a sign of a civilization getting out of control, the report suggests. The researchers at NASA and Pennsylvania State University admit the scenario is unlikely, but say we should prepare nonetheless.
DT, it's over to you.
Well, I think the bodybuilding couple, I'm very worried for their cholesterol. So I don't think they should be encouraged. I think in an act of deference to my former job, I think it has to go to the NASA scientists.
No. The NASA scientists have it. Moira thrashes Alison. Sorry about that.
Sorry,
Alison. If you're listening, come back soon.
Oh, beautiful morning.